Good morning. It's the show on KJZZ. I'm Mark Brody with Christina Estes and Steve Goldstein.
The Trump administration has already aggressively tried to erase some of the Obama administration's policy priorities. The variety includes cutting back on the size of national monuments and on standards put in place to protect consumers. It's not surprising to see dramatic swings when the White House goes from one party to the other, but what are the challenges and possible pitfalls? With me to talk about that is William Howell, political science professor at the University of Chicago. And Professor, how common is it for one administration to try to reverse the regulatory policies of its predecessor?
Look, there are policy consequences for elections, and it matters a great deal whether or not a Democrat or a Republican inhabits the White House. It matters both in terms of the legislation that Congress eventually enacts, because Congress's capacity to pass laws crucially depends upon presidential support. But it also matters in terms of the unilateral actions that presidents take. And so what we've seen since Trump has assumed office is a major switch away from his predecessor's positions and unilateral directives involving all kinds of matters, involving regulation, energy, the environment, an unraveling of Obama's policy accomplishments.
As the country becomes more politically divided, or at least as we see it, is there more of a feeling that things are one-sided or the other? Because we often hear about the fact that there's so little bipartisanship. And does that manifest itself even more so? Was the shift from President Bush to President Obama and then President Obama to President Trump, were those more seismic shifts than we'd seen in the past?
They were big shifts, and let me try to explain why. They were so not because of the personalities of these three men, but rather for structural reasons. When you see heightened levels of polarization of the sort that we're seeing today, the divisions between Democrats and Republicans make it very difficult to pass legislation in Congress, which forecloses a lot of legislative activity and shifts presidential attention to these unilateral domains, the use of executive orders and memoranda and executive agreements, things like this. This class of policymaking, this unilateral class of policymaking, has certain advantages to presidents, but in that they can pass policy without Congress's expressed endorsement, their expressed support. But there's real vulnerabilities because the next president can step in. And, I mean, there's some stickiness to the process, but has a greater amount of discretion to step in and unwind or undo that which their predecessor had done. So, look, for two reasons, we can expect these shifts have been particularly marked of late when we've transitioned from Bush to Obama and then Obama to Trump. The first is that the differences between the two parties are greater, and so we're shifting from not kind of slightly left of center to slightly right of center to farther to the right. And then the second point is, again, precisely because the parties generally are more polarized, it's hard to get stuff done in Congress, and so there's a greater attention to unilateral activity. Presidents are just doing this more often, and therefore any new incoming president sees a need to offer a greater corrective to the policy advancements of his predecessor.
And the word we hear often, whether it's applied to regulation or other aspects, is uncertainty. We started hearing that a lot with Obamacare, the Affordable Care Act, that businesses weren't sure what to do. And then we have presidents making executive orders and overturning regulations. Does it create sort of an instability to some extent?
It certainly does, because there's a lot of research that shows that the durability of executive orders is considerably lower than the durability of law. They're just more vulnerable to subsequent political changes. Now, what you might say is that there's an upside. There's a greater responsiveness to these policy domains to the changing views of the public. And the inheritance of old and discredited laws is less likely to persist in the domain of unilateral action where it does persist in the legislative domain. But there is this clear cost, which is that when you have policies bouncing back and forth across presidential administrations, it yields greater uncertainty, greater volatility, and it makes it harder than for not just the bureaucracy to do its work, but for industries and corporations to figure out how they should adapt.
Well, then how important is it for the party that's out of power to keep working day after day, as opposed to sort of throwing up their hands and saying, you know, we should invest most of our time in a couple of years, because until then, we're not going to be able to do much with this administration. And we know that if we get our person in, then we're going to see the shift right back the other way, the pendulum going the other way.
Well, I think that's where the fight is for the most part. What you see, for certainly for the last decade is the out party, the party that is opposite to the president in Congress, does everything it can to try to block the president, which has the effect of shutting down the legislative process in addressing major kind of policy changes, right? We see the most glaring example of that this year is Congress's inability to amend the Affordable Care Act. And so then the attention shifts over into this unilateral domain, and that's where presidents have greater discretion, and presidential elections then are, as a result, where a lot of the action is when you think about the ability to affect meaningful policy change at the federal level.
Is a general lack of patience and a lack of vision a problem when it comes to this as well? Because it seems to me that if we're talking about major regulatory changes, that even to see the true impact of some of them at least, it's not going to take 6 months. It may take a few years. And at that point, we may get someone else in. And I'm sort of coming back to the stop and start aspect of things, but that seems disruptive as well. If someone comes in with a 10-year vision for education from the federal level, and then 4 years later, that person is out and something's been implemented for a few years, it seems like that's this sort of shift that also causes bumps.
I couldn't agree with you more. I think one of the immediate cost has to do with policy volatility. But you also have to wonder, you know, what are we learning from the policy commitments that we make, from the public investments that we make? What works, what doesn't work? And the answer is not a whole lot, particularly when you think it takes years to see the meaningful outcomes from any particular investment, and that degrades our politics. That's one of many reasons why our national politics are not especially well-designed, well especially equipped to solve problems.
William Howell is a political science professor at the University of Chicago. He's the author of Relic: How Our Constitution Undermines Effective Government and Why We Need a More Powerful Presidency.